Do you enjoy a tipple? Maybe mid-afternoon, maybe on the course, maybe early morning. If you do, and you don't want to lug the bottle around with you, and you're looking for the perfect vessel to tote around your finest beverage of choice, head over to ragproper.com. That's ragproper.com for the original modern glass flask. I'm sure you all are familiar drinking out of the old metal, stainless, metallic. Just not good. It's not good for the booze. Head over to ragproper.com. Get yourself a modern glass flask. Tell them Birdies and Bourbon sent you. Are you looking for a special gift for that someone, for maybe just some random occasion? Go check out slabcigarclub.com. Their mission is to curate an unparalleled monthly experience, delivering cigars to aficionados and beginners alike. If you appreciate a good smoke, or you know somebody that does, be sure to go and check out slabcigarclub.com. Tell them you heard about it on the Birdies and Bourbon Show.
Make more birdies.
A bottle of bourbon, a little glass, and some ice.
This is not a tip. This is a prescription. Trust me. If you don't, you will fall out of bounds.
Welcome to Birdies and Bourbon. Sit down and have a sip.
Welcome back to the Birdies and Bourbon Show. Congratulations to Austin Eckroat and Jocko Neiman. Dan, I know you may not know who that is. When you make it to the Live Tour, when you make it off of the Live Qualifying Tour, known as the PGA Tour, over to the Live Tour, you get cool nicknames like Jocko.
That's right. Jocko.
You know, I probably watch more Live Golf this week and than I have in the past. It was pretty easy to, I did watch it mostly on YouTube. However, I did see there was some rain delays that that were occurring down in Palm Beaches.
Yeah.
And conveniently, the Lord works in mysterious ways, they say, Dan. Yeah. Conveniently, those rain delays were happening right when Liv was right when they were re-airing the Jetta.
Oh, wow. Nice.
I don't want to say conspiracy. It's not that kind of program, but you heard it here first.
Hey, my pop has been watching tons of Liv Golf. All the people he knows, they're all on Liv. I mean,
what do you mean the people that he knows? It's the people that you know. It's the people that I know. I mean, it's the horse racing. Exactly. Yeah, we'd call these the first stables if we were in the racing business. The first stables.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about old Zinger? Zinger dropping zingers, talking about the breakup, about golf is just in shambles. The PGA Tour is the qualifier now for Live Golf. Rory McIlvoy, allegedly, he's making his debut and making the announcement after the first real major of the year, fifth major of the year.
You think so?
Which is the first major of the year. I mean, that's what is that agent or ex-agent? What is that?
I think it was the ex-agent said, I'd take the money.
I mean, he's thinking, I wish he would have taken the money when I was still his agent.
True. Good point. Yeah.
Maybe he's trying to be, speaking of stables, maybe he's trying to backfill the old stable. Let's see. What does Zinger say? Who is this? Nuclear Golf, I guess that's her. Nuclear Golf. I don't know. Former NBC lead analyst, Paul Zinger, sounds off on the state of golf. The best players aren't all playing PGA Tour tournaments. That's over. Suddenly, the Live Tour, let's just say it's like the PGA Tour has become the qualifier for Live, and it's a sad day for golf. Sad day, Dan.
It's just sad day. We've been saying it all year. I mean, last year, PGA Tour still had more talent. This year, like with the winners out there, everybody's a first time winner, and it's like, what's going on? What's going on?
Is Jocko going to win a major this year? He got an invitation to the Masters. He threw a little snub out at the naysayers and said, "Oh, there you go, suck on that one."
He did.
He's now has an invitation to the PGA Championship.
Yeah.
His snub was, I guess, OWGR for not dishing out points.
Yeah.
Is it too late for him to get an invitation to the Players Championship?
I think it's a little late, but yeah, I'd like to see
him get one. Is Tiger going to be playing the PGA Championship?
I don't know.
The Players Championship. Is he going to be playing the Players Championship?
Yeah, I know what you meant. I don't know. I don't know.
Who has a better chance of making the cut at the Players Championship? I guess you would say Tiger Woods because he has the better chance of playing. But let's just say both people play. Who's got a better chance at making the cut?
Jocko could win the thing.
He could win it. Could Tiger win the Players Championship?
God.
Yeah. Would you take the bet of Tiger playing in the Players Championship? No. Let me rephrase it. Would you take the bet of Tiger missing the cut or Tiger winning? I'll give you top ten.
Definitely.
I'll give you top 25.
He's definitely missing the cut. He's not making the cut. He came in 37th at the Seminole Player Guest. Member guest.
Who was he teed up? Well, he should have teed it up with Peyton Manning. I mean, clearly, Tom Brady wasn't going to get him over the line.
That's true.
What do we got here? So good comparison. Good comparison. If you you should go follow Dan on Twitter. The bot every now and then he gets it right. So looking at the 2023 PGA Tour winners versus the 2024 PGA Tour winners. Let's take a look. So 23, starting at Kapalua, you got Rom, Max Homa, Rosie, Scheffler, again, and Chris Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's one name we will not see in the 2024 winners column of the PGA Tour, which was a three-time winner in 23, which is John. So the one name that does come up is Chris Kirk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, guess what? He didn't have a celebratory drink at Honda. He didn't have one at Kapalua either. So there you go. He's the
no Mai Tais for him.
He's the house dad. House dad didn't tip one back. Murray. He's got, and congratulations to Grayson Murray. He's got his 6-month chip. We don't subscribe to that, but for those of you that do, good. Congratulations. I think it's wonderful. Second? Was this his second win on the PGA Tour in I don't know how many years?
Yeah, Dunlap. It's been a while. Yeah.
Pavon, Windy C, Nick Taylor, Hideki. How many faces could you put with a name in the 23 winning column
three or four.
Who do you think you would miss? Who wouldn't you be able to put a face to an eight?
Pavon, Eckhart,
Nick Taylor. You don't know what friggin' Nick Taylor looks like.
Nick Dunlap. But doesn't a dad do tires?
Well, maybe in his past life. This is it's very interesting. What we'll do next time is I want to see the scores beside of these, winning scores versus winning scores. I think that's the real meat to this is have the winning scores gotten better, gotten worse. And it's all relative, right? Who was it Nick Taylor that they, no, Wyndham Clark. Wyndham Clark, he won a 54-hole match. So sounds like a live event, but I don't know. Breeding ground. Ooh, and how many of those names in 24 will be winners in 25 on the Live Tour?
I have no idea. Right, so do you think that with the amount of variety with the winners that just anybody can win every week? So if there was no, if the PGA Tour was just like, I don't know, easier to get into a tournament, would we just have like random winners every week?
Oh, it's clearly easier to get into a tournament, without a doubt. much easier. And I think the answer to that's yes. I think this week, I say it's going to be different. I don't know. I think you and I talked about who the one and done choice is going to be for this week. And I think it could be a familiar face, maybe one that we haven't seen much of in the past, I don't know, 6 to 8 months. But yeah, I think as the PGA Tour goes on this year, I think that the chance for repeat winners has greatly decreased, and the chance for first time winners has greatly increased.
I guess let me frame this. You answered that question. Let me ask you a different question.
But you didn't like my answer?
No, I think that answer was perfect.
If you want me to answer it a certain way, then you tell me how you want me to answer the damn question.
Yeah, if the PGA Tour, if it was easier to get into a field, are the people that have historically won, are they that good, or are they just there? So as protective as the fields were in the past, call it like the 2010s, you know, did Rory and all those guys win on those tournaments because they were in all those fields? Or if it was easier to get in, would a random person have just like won like most of them?
Well, I mean, I think Brooks Koepka has framed it up best, right? He said 50% of the field, it doesn't even exist to me.
It appears it does this year on the PGA Tour.
When I tee it up, I think that the entire field exists in 2024 at an event. Now, I think that's on the PGA Tour.
That's with Rory was in the field last week. Lowry was in the field last week.
Yes, lots of good players, for sure. I think that what we're seeing, I don't know how serious they're taking it. I mean, you've got a lot of...
isn't that a problem in itself?
it looks like there's a lot of sloppy golf out there. Mm-hmm. Here's what I see. I don't see a lot of professional golfers. I don't see the namestays. I don't see them necessarily taking it as what I would consider serious. I see them getting reps in for majors. So I think what they don't want to happen is happening in that the PGA Tour events are becoming
practice rounds.
Yeah, I mean they're devalued, and they're continuing to be overly devalued, and it's a practice round for me to get to the majors. I don't know any other way. Them calling it an elevated event doesn't make it an elevated. It makes it an elevated event for Grayson Murray and Austin Eckroat, Nick Taylor, but it doesn't make it an elevated event for Rory McIlvoy.
Yeah. So you bring up the next question, which is, are the regular live events now more competitive and more meaningful than a regular PGA Tour event, a non-elevated one?
Pre or post Anthony Kim? because
this is a comedy show, people.
this is no laughing matter. They have budgetary constraints too, and I hear the hospitality bill has gone up substantially since AK is now the wild card player for the rest of the season.
Ooh.
They said it does snow in Japan. Let me just put it that way.
Nice.
And I think DJ's got him a running buddy who gets booted.
Reed.
It's got to be Reed, right? I mean, everybody else is they're pretty wild. I mean, You got Pete Perez. He's now a bachelor, so you know he's going to be living it up.
That's right. That's right.
You got your boy HV3. He just got popped, didn't he? They swept that one under the rug. So clearly they've got good attorneys.
That's true.
I mean, P Reed's like the family guy there. That's on the straight and narrow.
Give me Kim.
give me send AK my way, man. Speaking of cool nicknames, do you think they're going to start calling him the Hoover on the tee box?
Oh boy! All right. So since we're there, 76-74. That's what it was. After 10 years,
12 years.
12 years. He didn't. Eat In-N-Out and just call it a day.
He didn't. He actually stuck it out. Good thing it was 3 days. He was probably numb for most of it. a little booger sugar, you know. It'll get you.
I don't think it was that bad of a first tournament. I mean, 12 years. Come on, what did you expect him to do?
I mean, there were names that you can't even mention. These you don't even talk about the PGA players that you don't know. There's more than half of the live field that you don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't surprised by the way that he finished. Low expectations. I don't know, and it's probably good for him, right? In the setup and the I mean, I don't, I've never played any, I've never done anything professionally, really, not even this.
Yeah.
But I think that the PGA Tour would be a different, there's a different vibe going on, right? If there is a vibe anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably, you know, the low key kind of, you know, we're knocking it around at the local course. I think that's probably the best situation. I was surprised about a lot of things, but not by his results or the way that he played.
Yeah.
I mean, he hit the ball fine. I mean, I didn't see him shake. I mean, maybe he did. I didn't see him shake anything.
He had one shake.
Oh, he did. Okay. Yeah. Well, following in his idol's footsteps. So Tiger had a shank in the last tournament he played into.
I can find it if you want me to say. Let's see. Kim shank.
I was more surprised, and I can't believe people are talking about it. And I'm not saying this in a degrading way. I've definitely gotten older, and I've got a lot of baggage that I'm toting around. 12 years later.
Yeah.
I don't know what you meant by that, by the way. but it's and he said he would tell his story in due time.
In due time.
But I mean, man, if you want to, I mean, you could speculate. We're not ones to speculate or get the rumor mill fired up here, but you can tell that I don't know what the reason is. I wasn't there. I haven't heard it from a reputable source, but there is clearly a reason that he has not been seen for 12 years.
Agreed.
He's got a downhill lie in the rough.
Something's happening here. I think you should start wearing those tall socks too, by the way.
I do think so.
Try and get it pin high, or he looks like he's got.
Ooh. That kind of does look like you.
It does.
Similar on the very first hole.
I don't. I mean, kind of a hot mess, though. I mean that the pony sticking out, some of the weird angles, and it could be just the camera. I'm looking at some of the photos that they posted, and if they photoshopped any of those things, they should fire their editor, because it's not good. And looks like he's had a rough 12 years.
It does. All right, I'm not sure if you've seen this yet today. Let me this is hot off the press.
Heard it here first.
Have you seen this?
I have not. Let's see. Just in a letter sent to the players this week, Liv CEO Greg Norman says they will no longer pursue OWGR eligibility. We've made significant efforts to fight for you and ensure the accomplishments are recognized with the existing ranking system. Unfortunately, OWGR has shown little willingness to productively work with us. Even if live golf events were immediately awarded points, the OWGR system is designed such that it's functionally impossible for you to regain positions close to the summit ranking. He'll continue to communicate with the four majors and help LIV golfers. He'll continue to communicate with the four majors and help LIV golfers gain access to seek meaningful communication and relationships with each of the majors to ensure that LIV golfers are fairly represented and golf fans around the world have opportunities to see the best competition possible. I mean, good on him. I don't know. Do you think, is Augusta National picking up the phone when he calls?
I think so. Don't you?
Yeah, probably. I mean, they invited Jocko. Maybe they just don't like Gooch. Maybe, is Gooch the Billy Horschel of LIV golf?
Well, Jocko won the Australian, right? And he got a bunch of OWGR points for playing the DP Tour and all that kind
guy,
of stuff.
That guy wants to play. He wants to be there. He's putting forth the effort.
Yeah. 100%.
And he's winning, right? I mean, you can't knock that guy.
Yeah, 100%.
You can, but you'd be wrong.
Wrong. So, yeah, what do you think that letter means for the merger?
I think it means fuck off, OWGR.
Well,
I think
what about the merger between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf?
I think it means, hey, we're going to create our own, and we're going to tell the OWGR to eat one. We don't need them because all of our the four tournaments that matter. Right. I guess the only one that potentially is it could be the Open Championship is the only one that is potentially negatively impacted. Because the others, I think they'll be, they'll be able to invite who they want. But yeah, I mean, I think that
Is that more of a shot at Jay or more of a shot at the OWGR?
I think it's the OWGR. Well, or is that instead of it being a shot, being negatively, is that more of a is that a softball to the four majors saying, hey, you are the four majors and you get to do what you want to do?
Exactly. I think that's what it is. So this is not working, guys, and you're gonna have ratings drop drastically if you don't get this shit solved.
I mean, the match, right, for what, last week? I mean, they said it was the terrible. Worst ratings of any match ever.
Yeah.
Okay, so clearly nobody's, less and less people are interested. The target audience that they're trying to get, wrong audience, wrong again, allegedly. But, I think it's less of a dig at the OWGR. I think it's more stating, hey, you're not as relevant as the majors are, and the majors can do what they want to do.
Yeah,
and that's what's relevant. Even the PGA Tour, week to week, is showing that what's relevant is the majors. So the PGA Tour players.
100%. I agree totally. It's like, hey, this OWGR, if you're not going to allow us to get points and to honor the best golfers in the world, based off the system that had been working for these majors, then we're going to go to the majors directly. We're going directly to the source. I thought they said that the merger was supposed to be finalized before the Masters. We're like, I'm wearing my hat today because it's, you know, March, and we're like, what, 30 days out or less?
Where did you see? So they took it down. They didn't do it last year, but for I think a couple of years, I believe I ordered it. They did like the Masters Experience at Home. They brought it back this year.
Yeah.
So now you can do it.
Yeah.
I was scheduled to be there Sunday through Monday. I saw a taste of the Masters at home, and I said, screw that. I screw that. Why would I put myself in harm's way, potentially putting myself in the way of a fallen tree, when I can have a taste of the Masters 2024 right here on 320 MLK Junior Drive, baby? Why would I do that, Dan? Why would I go fight the troughs of people wandering through the mud, the muck, and don't get me wrong. If you've never been to Augusta, if you've never been to the Masters, you 100, you and Dan, we've been many times.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, you absolutely should go.
Yeah, you should.
However, it's a fucking cattle herding event, okay? And the best, for me, the best time to go is Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I've been every day. I've been before the gates have opened, and I've left after the gates have closed.
Mm-hmm.
And every single day.
Yep.
I've been there Sunday. I've been there the Saturday before. I've been there the Monday after. And hands down, if you ever get a chance, because it's really hard to enjoy the golf while you're there. It's more about enjoying the venue itself, to me. The golf is kind of happening. It's a hard walk, without a doubt. It's, but it's a lot of fun. And it's something that even if you're not a golf fan, it's something that you should experience. We'll talk about that more as we get close to the Masters. But I will be enjoying a taste of the Masters. I guess I'll do it when we have our Masters shows that week.
Would you buy a taste of the Players?
What are those dollar Guinnesses at? Is it Murphy's? Is it Murphy's? The little pool hall there at Jack's Beach? Dollar Guinnesses on Thursday. I don't know. What is a taste of the Players? What
know.
Is that?
What I is don't that? Know. That's too funny.
I mean, I did live in Jacksonville for quite for a few years. I don't remember it being a culinary wonder destination.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, that was a long time ago. So maybe my palate is, is more refined or less refined, however you want to look at it. No, hell no, I'm not buying it. I ain't buying a taste of the Arnold Palmer. What did you get? Mouse burgers for the API?
There you go. I think we got off on a tangent on the Masters, but so it's coming up. But didn't they say they were trying to get the deal done, the LIV merger done, before the Masters? Well,
so they were supposed to be getting it done by the end of December. And then I didn't hear a date. I just heard that they were extending the I don't know if negotiations is the right word, but they were extending the partnership agreement.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't going to be done by the Masters.
No, it's not going to be done. Do you think it's going to get done at all?
I don't know in the context that that we expect it to, but I think something has to get done. Okay. If it doesn't, we don't have the golf doesn't exist. Yeah. I mean, think about that. Golf is turning into, this is going to be blasphemy. It's not a religious show nor a political show. Golf is turning into NASCAR.
Oh.
Or the equivalent of.
Yeah.
In that, I mean, even if you're not a NASCAR fan, I bet you could rattle off some names of drivers in NASCAR.
Ricky Bobby.
Okay. No longer driving. No longer there. It's the same friggin' thing. I mean, you turn it, you flip on friggin' NASCAR, and you don't know any of the fucking drivers out there. I mean, every now and again, it'll pan over. Oh, and there's Kevin Harvick in the booth.
Hmm.
I mean, you might know Kevin Harvick because he has the best backyard of any NASCAR driver on that's ever been on circuit. It's a replica of Amen Corner. So nice. I say that in the sense of, I think that's what the PGA Tour is turning into. And I think that NASCAR, it's reflective in the audience. It's reflective in viewership. And they're kind of lost. I mean, they didn't get far enough ahead of the shift in of their audience. And now they don't really know where to go. And I think that's where golf is. I think that, I mean, look at the NBA. I mean, there's, you can go down the road and there's a lot of that exists. And I think that now, instead of, I know you rein me back in, but I think now, instead of people sitting at home and watching golf, not that they wanted to begin with, I think there was kind of the phenom that was Tiger Woods that turned on all this magic. I think now it's like, well, I'd rather go play golf than sit at home and watch golf because I don't know who's there.
I don't know who's going to win. And yeah, I'd rather get outside and go and do it myself. So I think it's kind of had the, it's probably good for the golf industry. I don't know if it's good for the professional tour.
All right, let me cheer you up. Your buddy.
Yeah. Billy Horschel, for those of you who can't see him. Holding it.
Done.
Fuck! So, now, Dan, we've been to plenty of golf tournaments. Not just the Masters. Plenty of golf tournaments. And there are a lot of people at the golf tournament that don't know jack shit about golf.
Yes.
And a lot of people would be standing there and watching and like, oh, he made contact with the ball. Good shot. Good shot. Now, he was really holding that pose.
He was.
I mean, he would, like, when I've seen you hold a pose like that, which is not very often, it means you actually hit a good shot, and you're like staring at, holding the pose, get the picture, stare it down, clapping, lots of positivity, and F-bomb.
Yep. I mean, if you're going to take that kind of language, you should be playing that trashy tournament down there in Arizona.
It's a good point. Wasn't he just dogging people out for? I don't know the double standards. I'm not sure I'm down with the double standards.
All right, you want to talk about this real quick? This was yesterday. Final results.
We do need to talk about the API. Yeah. So this is the Seminole Pro member. By the way, there were some people scrambling to get out of Palm Beach, it's right there. It's not like they had to drive far, but they did have to play on Monday in the Pro Member. Which, I mean, we didn't get to see it, but would you say that the Seminole Pro Member was a bigger event than the ex Honda Classic?
Jimmy Dunn is onto something.
I mean, Tiger didn't show up for the Cognizant. I mean, maybe it's because he wasn't cognizant of it, but he did show up for the Pro Member. Where did Tiger finish at? Like 47th or 8th?
It was like 37th or something like that. Yeah.
Matt Hughes won the gross with some dude, and EVR. EVR's got to go on a lineup. He's playing too damn good, man. That guy is on a freaking roll, and he's got that stash kicking again.
He is. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Any other notables on here that you? Matt Hughes actually. Matt Hughes finished. He won the net. No, he won the gross with his partner, and he finished third or T2. Sorry, in the net. Where did EVR finish at in the gross?
It was like sixth, eighth.
I see him down here. T eight. I see him. Okay. Where'd Brady finish?
Where the hell is Brady? He's down there at T30. He's right there with Tiger.
Why were there no LIV players here?
Well, they're in Hong Kong.
Oh, they're playing in the elevated tour there. I see.
Yeah, they're out there making some money.
They got to afford those membership dues to Seminole.
Here's a favor for you. There actually is a second page.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Fitzpatrick did not have a good event. Nope.
Taylor Gooch should have probably showed up to this. Maybe he'd have gotten an invitation to the Masters.
Exactly.
Who's kind of bottom of the barrel here? Anybody?
Fitzpatrick was 65th.
Yeah.
Johnny Vegas.
Camilo.
Streelman.
There's Mr. Bojangle, T33, Leonard Ells. All right. I guess it's fun. I don't know. Do you think they ever televise this thing?
They should for charity, shouldn't they?
I mean, unless they're doing things out there that they don't want us to see.
They probably are.
I mean, there's no Anthony Kim there. I mean, it's not like they're running rails off the back of the buggy.
No Anthony. Nope. And so, I know I'm going around a little bit, but I do want to show. Did you see the? Did we already do the Lowry thing or no?
No. But you told me about it.
Should we
had him in a. I really
should we do it or no?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you should do it. You should do it. Because I really was. That could have been the highlight of the weekend. I thought we had something with Shaney boy, but nope.
I thought. I know. Rory said I'll be watching them tomorrow.
Didn't have the luck of the Irish. Did not have it. Very upset.
Throws the club. Tries to kick the club. Riffs it.
I mean, if he would have kicked that club, that would have nailed his caddy.
Yeah. Yep.
The kick was worse than the shot. The shot was not good. Oh yeah,
exactly. The kick was much worse. Much worse. Oh, a lot of action. A lot of action going on out there.
A lot of action. That's you're a man about action. That's what I do now.
Yep. Should we go on over to Fantasy National or anything else we want to cover?
No. We're good. We can talk about it afterwards. Let's go to let's head to Bay Hill, Florida. You'd know it as Orlando, Nan.
Oh yeah.
Just in case you were wondering.
Oh yeah.
And let's see here. So the Bay Hill Club. Be sure it's that. So the wind could and probably will be a factor. Just the way that it's going to play out. So when setting your lineups, not like Dan and I do, but when setting your lineup, something to pay attention to. Previous winners, 23, Kurt Kitayama, 22, Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau in 21, Tyrrell Hatton in 20, Francesco Molinari. Who else? We got Rory McIlvoy, Mark Leishman, Jason Day. Matt Avery was a two-time winner. Tiger Woods, who will not be in the field this week, a two-time winner. I'm a little surprised. Tiger Woods is actually a four-time winner, by the way. Four times, five times, six times, seven times, eight times, nine. I mean, Tiger Woods, I think I could be totally wrong, but this could be the most won event in his PGA career. I've been wrong about many things thus far today, so this could be another one. A lot of live players have been successful here. And look at that. Billy Horschel was runner-up in 22. Ball strikers paradise, they say, Dan.
Yeah, ball striking is what it's about this week. A lot of good players in the field. A lot of good players in the field.
A lot of good players. Probably, one of the toughest par 72s on the PGA Tour. Just shy of 7,500 yards. We're Bermuda Greens. We're Bermuda Billy. We going to put Bermuda Billy in a lineup this week?
We might.
All right, let's we don't need to read through everybody.
You want to do a lineup?
I do want to do a lineup, of course. Why do you think we're here? It's not a betting show, but Dan likes to say it's not a comedy show either, because we're not fucking funny.
It is a comedy
show. We're not funny. That's why. Allegedly. All right, where do you want to start? I've got some ideas where to start at. Where do you want to start?
I think Willie Z is a good place.
I do too. I think Willie Z is a great spot. All right, I like Willie Z. I think Jason Day.
Ooh.
Is I think J Day's. I think J Day's a solid 8, play. 8,200. 8,200. Yeah. How do you feel about J Day? He's won here. He was T10 last year. He's played good enough.
Genesis is ninth, T6 at AT&T. This is good. This is real good.
I just mentioned his name.
Yep.
He just won the Net Member Pro at Seminole. I'm digging way down in the bottom of the barrel here. $6,600. Maybe the most underpriced player. I know there's a lot of good players here, but maybe the most underpriced player as he's been playing lately. Finished T2 this past weekend.
T8 Mexico. T8 Mexico.
EVR.
I'm loving it.
So what about $8,700? If I were going in the $8,700 category, he finished T4 last week, T16 at Genesis, T8 in Phoenix, at $8,600, tournament history, T10 in 23, T13 in 22. Is he going to win it? He's not my one and done. He is an option as a one and done, but I think I'm sorry, he's 8,700. Okay. 8,700. I was throwing you a loop. How do you feel about Cam Young?
I love it. Yeah, T4 last week, T16 at Genesis. Putting, he's 31st, you know, off the T5th, model ranked 29th. Yeah, I like it.
We got a lot of options, Dan.
We got a lot of options.
A lot of options here. After Cam Young, I think he's in.
I think he's in, too. Do you want to go to the top, or do you want to stay
hold
down?
Hold on. Do you have J-Day in yet?
Yeah, he's in.
All right. Let me make sure that I may have forgot somebody.
$8,800.
Yeah. All right, so we got Day in.
Yeah, Day, Van Ruin, Young, and Zalatoris.
Okay, so we got two left, and we got $8,800.
Yep.
Average 88.
Yep.
What do you think? What do you feel like? What's your hot, boy? What's your hot?
What about Hideki?
I mean, he's playing fine. Tee to green is going to be... let's see. Do you want to go Decky? You want to roll Decky?
Yeah, that was an option. What else are you thinking?
At $8,400, just won the Genesis. Little. I mean, there was no Tiger there, really, was there? You going to hold it against him? he missed the cut here last year. T20, T18, T56, T33. I don't know. I could lean some different ways. What do you think about at $7,800? He T41 at the Classic, T24, T28, and T31.
I like that ball striking.
I like that ball striking too. Corey Connors.
Let's do it.
It's probably going to be windy. I don't know how Corey Connors plays in the wind, but I think there could be some shuffling. So now what we've done, you see, Dan, is we put ourselves in a position here to capitalize on the situation, and we've got $9,800 left. Now we haven't seen a lot of these folks since the Genesis, rightfully so. Xander,
hey, finish. Does Keegan play well here?
Let's see. Well, you're in luck. We're looking at Fantasy National, and oddly enough, I don't see Keegan Bradley. Why am I missing Keegan Bradley?
7,400.
I mean, I feel like he should. He tests play well here. T10, T11, T10. Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, I just remember that, and you said the wind, and he was 11th at Pebble, right? It's like, if he's 11th at Pebble, he plays well in the wind.
So let's do this. Let's drop Corey, and let's put in Keegan.
Okay.
And let's see where that leads. We can add. I'm not afraid to leave money on the table. You know me.
Yeah. But now we can get Cantlay.
this could be good. So Cantlay was T4 here last year. Victor Hovland has played historically good, T10 and T2 in his last two showings. Spieth has got a couple of pair of fours, two out of the last 3 years. I feel like we've got a lineup that is going to make it to the weekend. Yeah. You want Cantlay or you want Hobby?
Who do you think plays better here?
Well, I mean, Cantlay has played here one time, and he finished 2023 here last year, and T4 in 2023.
That's pretty good.
Hobby finished T10 last year and T2 in 22.
That's pretty good, too. Cantlay's got better recent form.
All right. Cantlay it is. Yeah, but he's going to make it to the weekend. Lock it in. I'm with you. I'm going to market Willie Z for the win. Willie Z for the dub.
That would be insane if he comes out and does. I think he can do it, but just coming off an injury and coming back and winning like that, man, that'd be so good for golf.
And I think you and I both said came back much quicker and stronger than what we thought he would.
Still young dude, a lot of talent. But yeah, Willie Z, I like it.
I like it too. All right, what else you got?
Not much. That's kind of what I got. Sweetens Cove just released their tournament schedule for 2024. So a lot of fun tournaments. Leave a comment. Which Sweetens Cove event will you be heading to? Nice. Would love to see you there. Come up and buy me a drink, or maybe I'll buy you one.
Nice.
That's it. That's all I got, Dan. What else? You got anything else? I finished up The Warrior.
The Warrior?
Netflix. Warrior. Was Netflix. It good? So good, man.
Really? It's, The Warrior. Okay. Yeah,
if you like, it's like Quentin Tarantino meets, remember the Jackie Chan and Owen Wilson Western? What was it? Yeah. High Noon? Mm-hmm. Is that what it was? High Noon? Yeah. Not the drink. Not the drink.
Yeah.
But The Warrior, it's like Tarantino meets, I don't know if it was High Noon or not. Could have been Tokyo Moon, Tokyo. I don't know. Anyway, The Warrior, it's good. It's on Netflix. Yeah. I think it was originally HBO, but it's been out and, just finished that up. So it's good. I would suggest, I think there's three seasons.
It's, it's got like, anybody I know, or is it just all no names?
I don't know a single person in it.
Okay.
But it's based on the writings of Bruce Lee. Okay. So it's a huge Asian, it's the Asian presence in San Francisco.
That's the one. Okay. And, yep, I got it.
And the Irish presence in San Francisco, and they're kind of pitted against each other, and there's some politics going on. So it's Western-y-ish. But not really. Most of it is filmed and dubbed in San Francisco, so it's not very, but no cars kind of thing, you know. It's so it's in a probably when they were building the railroad, which was, I don't know, like 18 post Civil War, 1890s ish, when they were expanding out west. So it's good. You'll like it. Good. If you it's remember the Crazy Eight, the Hateful Eight. Eight.
Yep.
It's like a not cheesy version of that kind of. So okay. A little cool. Spaghetti. Pretty good. Pretty
I like good. It. Good. All right.
Other than that.
I guess at some point in the near future, we probably should start picking some live players too, huh?
Ooh. We probably should. Let me see. I do have one. Let me see.
Speaking of National, if they're ever going to start putting live on here too. I guess they don't have strokes gained or anything yet, right?
Yeah, I think that's the issue is the way that they measure it. Let's see. Blackthorn. I'll be playing Blackthorn on Saturday. So if anybody's in the area, Blackthorn. I got late morning tea time.
Nice.
Give me up. Give
nice.
Me up. Give All me right. Up. Let me know how many strokes you're gonna give me, and we'll do it up.
There you go. All right. Cheers.
Cheers.